Let us hear the gospel for this Good Shepherd Sunday from John chapter 10. And Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so that there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The Gospel of our Lord. I invite you to join me in prayer. O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I believe in audience participation. So I would like to hear your baaing again one more time, just so we're good at this. Okay. Baa. Very important. So can I have the next slide up there? Awesome. It is Good Shepherd Sunday, and I am very excited to be here today. And Good Shepherd Sunday is a wonderful Sunday. We always hear on this day something wonderful about how Jesus cares for us. Some years we hear about Jesus feeding his sheep. Some years we hear about having everybody follow Jesus. And today for Good Shepherd Sunday, it's a little different because we hear this sort of harder word, this scarier word about laying down one's life for the sheep. This is an important word from God, though. An important reminder that Jesus has laid down his life for us. And so all God's sheep say, Baa. Awesome. So here is where our church is. It's not quite this wet anymore, but we've had a lot of rain, so it's, you know, kind of like this. But this is St. Bernard Parish after Hurricane Katrina. And you may be saying, why is she still talking about Katrina? It'll be 10 years in August since Katrina hit. Well, I'm talking about Katrina still because every day, at least once, somebody brings this up. And not necessarily in a bad way, but like, oh, before the storm, this is where that store was. Or before the storm, my aunt lived on this street. They're not whining, they're not complaining, but it is part of their history. Plus, the experts say it takes 20 years to get over a natural disaster, which means we have 10 years to go. And it's almost hurricane season. We could have another one of these. Although this year looks good, only a 15% chance of a bad hurricane. Yes. And all God's sheep say, Baa. Now, the thing is about this, too, what you need to know is St. Bernard Parish got hit three ways. Hurricane Katrina came in from this direction. The levees on the river and the lakes broke, bringing in water from this direction. And then somebody forgot to shut down an oil tank, and we got an oil slick on top of all of it. You can still see the sheen of the oil on the bricks of our building. This was a lost community. The sheep were scattered and destroyed. That wolf named Katrina had decimated the flock. And they wanted to know where the good shepherd was. Why had God abandoned them? And all God's sheep say, Baa. This is Gethsemane. The water's come down a little bit from its height. In the sanctuary, it got to 7 feet, so up a little ways. There were caskets floating in front of the church from the cemetery down the street. And when our bishop at the time came to look at the devastation, he just said, "Nope, Gethsemane's going to have to close." And when FEMA came in all their wisdom, they said, "Nope, this parish is done. This place cannot sustain life anymore. We're going to close it down. It's just going to be barren land." And all God's sheep said, "Bah." But the people at Gethsemane said, "Nope, don't think so." They said, "This is our home. This is our church. And we don't care what the bishop says, and we don't care what FEMA says. We are going to come back, and we are going to live here, and this is going to be our church. The Good Shepherd is with us, and we need to be God's presence in this place." So all God's sheep say, "Bah." This is Good Shepherd Sunday. This is about Jesus laying down his life for us in the face of hardship and calamity, danger and peril. But what does that look like now? I'm guessing none of us in this room own sheep that we have to actually lay our lives down for. So what does it look like when Jesus says we are laying down our lives for our fellow sheep? All God's children say, "Bah." This is Christy and Jack. Christy came and brought her son Jack to preschool at Gethsemane once we finally got it started up about 4 or 5 years after the storm. Christy brought Jack to Miss Alicia's class. And during the year, the staff of our preschool were noticing that Jack wasn't talking. He didn't seem to be developing and acting in an age-appropriate way. So they started talking to Christy about maybe she needed to have Jack tested. And Christy was like, and her husband were like, "No, no, no, nothing's wrong with our son. Nothing's wrong with our son." But during the year, as our staff surrounded Christy and her husband and Jack, she did go have Jack tested. And he came back with a diagnosis of being on the autism spectrum. And they were devastated that their only child would have this disease. But our preschool surrounded them, walked with them through this. And then these two young women who are social workers in St. Bernard Parish heard that we were helping this family with this diagnosis. And they were like, "We want to be part of that." So Maureen and Lauren decided to come and say, "We will write grants for you for free, so that you can get your staff trained to be able to help these kids and their families." This is what it means to lay down one's life, is that you are concerned about one child on the autism spectrum and you do what you can for their families. That is laying down one's life. And all God's sheep say, "Bah." Now this is soon. Hello. This is Melissa and Martin. I don't often put my husband's picture up on the slides, but when husbands do a good thing, we have to reward them, right? So this is Melissa and Martin. Now, Melissa in the picture had not been in church, not even physically in a church building for 13 years. Until her mother said last year at Mother's Day that what she wanted for Mother's Day was for Melissa to come and to see Gethsemane and to experience her new church home. So Melissa came, and then she started coming more and often, and now she is a very faithful member who's inviting her friends to come. But Melissa works at the alternative school in St. Bernard Parish, which means she's at the school where the kids go who have been expelled, suspended, who have behavioral problems, and the other schools can't handle them. They go to the alternative school. And one day we were having lunch with Melissa shortly after she started coming, and she started telling Martin about the school, and she started talking about the mentoring program she does with these kids. And before lunch was over, she had signed Martin up to be a mentor. So Martin started taking 2 days of his lunch, coming down from the Central Business District of New Orleans down to St. Bernard Parish to meet with these boys, with Brandon, with Nick, and Million, as in $1 million. These three boys have home lives that are so chaotic, so awful, that it is amazing that they are functioning at all. Brandon told Melissa a few weeks ago that Martin is the only consistent thing in his life. That Martin shows up when Martin says he's going to, and if he can't be there, he is going to tell Brandon that he can't be there, so Brandon isn't waiting for him. This is a whole school of these kids. But this is what it means to lay down one's life for the sheep. That by one teenager at a time showing that you can be consistent and somebody cares about them, you can change their lives. This is laying down one's life one lunch hour at a time. And all God's sheep say. Now this is Larry. Larry also started coming to church at Gethsemane a few months ago, and he works at one of the meat places and little restaurants in St. Bernard Parish. And one day around Christmas time, Larry was sitting in the pew with all these people around him, and he just went, well, I can get my hands on a bunch of turkeys and cook them up for people who might need food at Christmas. And before church was done, apparently they weren't paying attention to the sermon, they had decided, well, if Larry gets the turkeys, then Kelly will get the stuffing and Kim will get the dessert. And pretty soon they had 14 families fed. 14 families who were maybe not going to have a lot of food over the holidays. This is laying down one's life for the sheep. One meal at a time for families who may be food insecure. And all God's sheep say, this is a group of people, 31 people. One of our members is in there, but I can't even begin to point her out in that crowd. But this group of 31 people were honored last week for their work in helping child abuse to come to an end. But there were 31 of them honored because 31 children died of child abuse in Louisiana last year. I don't know how many died in Texas, but I'm guessing it's more just because you're a bigger state. But these children, or these people, have all worked to try to end child abuse so that we never have to have a gathering like this again. So this is laying down one's life for the sake of kids who are abused and die from that abuse. This is laying down one's life one abused child at a time. And all God's sheep say, Now this particular group is the responsibility of Lord of Life. All right? If it wasn't for Lord of Life, these women probably wouldn't be sitting here. That's Cynthia with the purple hat, and then Gabby, Carol, and Kylie, who are knitting prayer shawls. Or chemo caps, too. I'm not sure what they've got going. But 2 years ago, when Lord of Life came over there, we went over to our new hospital, and we started looking at the chapel and thinking about what we could do, and this little prayer shawl ministry came into being. And they would meet on Saturdays, and they would knit and crochet and talk and all this stuff. And then one day, one of them said, well, why are we doing this at church? We should be doing this at the hospital. And so they started meeting across the hall from the chapel. So they could be there as people went into the chapel for the families who needed a word of comfort, for the patients who needed a word of hope, for the staff who needed a word of encouragement. We now take the prayer requests from the chapels and include them in our prayers of the day. We have given out, I don't know how many prayer shawls and chemo caps over there. But this is what it means to lay one's life down for the sheep, is that one hour every Saturday, you show up. This is laying down one's life for the sheep, one prayer shawl at a time. And all God's sheep say, bah. Now, this weekend is not only Good Shepherd Weekend, but it's also World Malaria Day. The ELCA, of which we're a part, has raised $13.5 million out of the $15 million goal. Every 60 seconds, a child dies of malaria. This isn't just about the children we can actually see and lay our hands on in our communities. To lay down one's life also means that we need to look out further into the world. Laying down one's life means that we are concerned about these children too. So laying down one's life for the sheep, $1 at a time, is what we're called to do. And all God's sheep say, bah. So the question for day is how? How are you as individuals? How are you as members of Lord of Life? How are we as members of Gethsemane and of the ELCA going to lay down our lives for the other sheep in our flock? How? When are we going to do it? And all God's sheep say, bah. I'm guessing there will be no flocks of sheep running down the streets of the Woodlands, just as there are no sheep in St. Bernard Parish. But yet, we are called to see the sheep in our communities, to see the sheep that are in need, who are suffering. All God's sheep say, bah. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, we must remember that that is what God is leading us to. That Jesus modeled for us what this looks like with his teaching and his healing and his serving. That we are called, as he did, to lay down our lives. So today we celebrate that we have a God who loves us so much that he has called us into his work, to work with him, to lay down our lives for the sake of Jesus' flock. And for that, we all say, Amen.